I had had it. I don't recall exactly what the it was, but at the age of 5, I decided to run away from home. So while my mother was busy doing household chores and ignoring me, I gathered a fresh T-shirt, a couple of cans of Campbell's soup, and some assorted snacks, stuffed them into my cardboard Lincoln Log suitcase, and walked out the front door. Nobody followed. My dad wouldn't be home from work for hours. My older brothers must have been at school, but I have no recollection of where my little sister was, probably hanging on my mom's apron strings. At any rate, I started walking up the curving block of Lehigh Road, my street, to the intersection of Kenyon Lane. I took a right and walked past houses that I recognized. In one of them lived the local police detective. I hurried past his chain-link fence. I hadn't gone very much farther when suddenly the tabs of my cardboard suitcase came unhooked and the front flapped open, spilling Lincoln Logs and soup cans and tasty cakes all over the sidewalk. I sat down on the sun-warm pavement and began to collect my things, trying to stuff them back into the little suitcase, but they wouldn't all fit. While I was preoccupied doing this, a car pulled up next to the curb, our Wedgwood blue Ford station wagon, my father at the wheel, dressed as usual in a suit and tie. He got out and came over to me. Without a word, he bent down and began picking up Lincoln Logs and helping me get them all squared away in the cardboard suitcase, which he then took from me and slid onto the back seat. He wasn't angry or yelling or anything, just sort of bemused. My mother must have called him and reported me missing. Or maybe he was just taking the afternoon off. In any case, there he was, acting as though nothing much had happened. The only thing he said to me was, "Where were you going?" I told him the truth. "I don't know." And in fact, the question sort of baffled me. Where was I going? I was running away. That was the beginning and the end of the plan. It was an emotional gesture, empty of follow-through. It had no future. I had not packed a can opener or bowl or spoon with which to eat my chicken soup. When I got tired, I would want to crawl into my own bed in my own room. The only destination was the act itself. You don't ask a cowboy who is riding off into the sunset, "Hey, where are you going?" He's not going anywhere. He's just going. It's a gesture, a dramatic statement. It works in the movies, but not in real life. I remember this present tense thinking whenever I hear someone, a friend, student, politician, propose a simple, emotionally satisfying solution to some it that we've all had enough of, some vivid, attention-grabbing, ill-considered, drastic action. And then what, I wonder? If you're really going to run away from home, you have to have some place to go, and you have to bring a can opener.